Welcome to today's episode of Profitable Word by Reverend Francis W. Albing, lead pastor, the Keeper's House Chapel International. And now to today's word.
Psalm 106, verse number 47. Psalm 106, 47. Save us, O Lord, our God, and gather us from among the heathen to give thanks unto thy holy name and to triumph in thy praise. Praise the Lord. Please kindly take your seat. We want to briefly consider the benefits of praising God. The scripture we have read says, save us, O Lord, our God, and gather us from among the heathen. The purpose of it is to give thanks unto the holy name and to triumph in praise. So, to be very straightforward this morning, save us there is talking about salvation, which is an encapsulation of every good thing that God has for us on the table of redemption. And the scriptures are revealing to us that when we praise God, when we triumph in praise, it will bring us to the place of salvation, not salvation from sin, but generally divine interventions. Divine intervention for healing, divine intervention for business, divine intervention for career. So one of the benefits of triumphing in praise is divine interventions. Praise the Lord. When you are a praiser, you will never have scarcity of God's intervention. Look at what the scripture said. He said, the Lord inhabits the praises of his people, and he is mighty in our praise. When we offer praises, when we triumph in praise, it mobilizes for us encounters and interventions from the Lord. Now, that last phrase, to triumph in thy praise, means that not so many people are successful in praising God the right way. So many people do not triumph. They don't do well in praising God. And so divine interventions are missing in their lives. But you and I, as children here, one of the things that we have to master is to master the faith part of triumphing in the praise of our Lord Jesus Christ. Are you here with me at all? And so when we triumph, when we do well in praise, it produces divine intervention. Number two, it brings distinctions between us and the heathen, the people of the world. Praising God the right way with a good heart is a level changer. He says that, save us, O Lord our God, gather us from among the heathen. You know, when we triumph in praise, he gathers us from among the crowd. He separates us from among the heathen. In your workplace, you will see that there will be a clear distinction between you and the people who don't know they are God. Praise the Lord. It's a clear distinction. Say clear distinction. When they were being pursued from Egypt, you could see that there was a clear distinction between the Israelites who were ready to praise God and praise God with Miriam and Moses and the Egyptians. Clear distinction. Clear distinction. Praising God, triumphing in it, is a level changer. And I know that many Christians find it difficult to praise God, especially when things are not going the way they expect to go. But if things are going against your expectation, one of the spiritual tools you have in turning around that tide for divine intervention and supernatural separation or distinction is triumphing in praise. In 2 Chronicles, God's children, Judah, they were hemmed in by three nations. According to the description, these enemies that came up after them, they were like the sand of the seashore. They were more powerful than the people of Judah. And the Lord said to them, believe in the Lord thy God, you'll be established. Believe in his prophet, you'll prosper. And Jehoshaphat, instead of sending an army, sent the praisers ahead of the army. Because what is a weapon of war that doesn't come with supernatural attachment to it? The praise is what anoints your weapon for victory. Because God will inhabit the praise. And when God lands, any useless weapon in your hand will become a very powerful weapon in your hand. The problem we have is that we are trying to do so marvelously with our competences, with our effective tools, but effective tools are limited. They have limitations. And so no matter how powerful a tool is, it can just take you as far as it can. It is when God comes upon the jawbone of an ass. It's when God comes upon the tool, the sword in the hand of Eliezer or Shammah or Shamgar, that there are mighty victories. So when you praise God, what you need in your life is the presence of God. In every situation, what you really, really need is non-negotiable, is the presence of God. And one of the things that invokes it is when you triumph in praise, especially when things are not going as you expect. Number three, when we triumph in praise, there is perpetual victory. So the scripture is saying that he's doing all that to give thanks unto thy holy name. There's perpetual victory. The Bible says that he always causes us to triumph. So there is no absence of praise for the person who is thankful to God. That simply also means that anytime you decide that I'm going to be triumphing in praise as a lifestyle, there will be a reason in your life to thank God. There will be a testimony for you to use as a foundation of your thanksgiving. Praise the Lord. Come on now, praise God. There's a reason. Thankful people are praiseful people. And if you decide I'm going to triumph in praise, what truly really happens is that God will ensure that he will not leave himself without a witness. And so I encourage you this morning that you have to embrace the lifestyle of triumphing in praise. You should be a praiser. Glory be to God. And mean it. Thank you, Jesus, and mean it. Tell somebody, mean it. Are you here with me at all? Smile to somebody. I'm smiling to you. Smile to me. Tell somebody, mean it, mean it, mean it. Don't make it a cliche. Say, thank you, Jesus. Mean it. Thankful people always have their thankful of blessings. If you want your life to be full of goodies, embrace the lifestyle of thanking God in advance of what you expect. Praise the Lord. Devil is a liar. There is so much blessing in walking, triumphing in praise. I see people in church, some look depressed, some look absent-minded, as if Jesus has not saved them. All these ones, they do not mean you don't have faith. It simply means that you have not mastered your emotions. To inculcate your faith into managing your experiences. So you are sad and then you begin to feel like maybe God has rejected. No. God has not rejected you. He owns you for life. You are not managing your emotional space well because you have decided that you will remain the you forever. I was not born like this. No one is born with mental strength. Mental strength is an intentional capacity you build. And you build it by renewing your mind with the word of God. Some of you still want to checkmate God based on your experience. God is not doing justify or inclusion in your life. He said, I have chosen you. You have not chosen me. You are there to prove yourself to God. God is not there to prove himself to you. He's already proven everything he needs to prove, and it is finished. So if you are really God, let me see your glory. You got to be kidding, baby. When are you the measure God? There be. Where we are. Amen. Where we are. Sema okai. Bosha oshemenu. Amen. Where we are. Where we are. Oh, where we? Oh, sing it now. Come on. Amen. Oh, where we? A sema oka. Basha oshe. Amen. Where? Bible said in Philippians, be anxious for nothing, but in all things, in all things, tell somebody in all things, be anxious for nothing. Anxiety is for nothingness. You don't get, as a child of God, you don't get anxious to receive anything. And if you check the scripture, you will see the right connection between anxiety and its final product. Be anxious to achieve nothing. Anxiety will bring you nothingness. But if you want all things, you need thanksgiving. In all things, don't be selective here and there trying to use the wrong tool to secure a good result. Bible says that no one has worried to add one strand. That means that worry does not add any good thing. The day you will understand that God is not your problem and your emotion is not a measure of faith, that's the day you'll be free. I don't have a child, so I'm worried I want to die. If you ask me, but yeah, then your womb is the only organ you have. Childbirth is what defines your essence in this life. Now, it's important, but that is not why you are here. Marriage, great, but that's not why you are here. And every human being will have something that will not be in place as expected, and is part of the walk of faith. Are you here with me at all? And you need to pursue God. You need to do what? Pursue God with the right mind. And I see that many Christians are spontaneous Christians. They are obedient, but they are spontaneous. You have not consistently built your faith in how God thinks, how God works, the ways of God, the acts of God. You've not consistently inundated yourself with the word of God. And so you just jump up. You do intensity more than consistency. You are there now. You sow a big seed. Wham! God move. God doesn't eat good now. And when it doesn't come off like the way you expected, then you get disappointed. Oh, but I heard that when I do this, God is not doing performance. He's not doing chamber with you. Are you with me? Into the time our heart are broken. If you are in a relationship and the guy is a good guy and the lady is a good lady, it's a marriage material, it has nothing to do with flowers. When you marry, you find out that flowers is a very small portion of the marriage. This one that you are using flowers as an inclusion criteria and lack of it as an exclusion criteria. Be careful, though. Because some of us never bought flowers. I may not even have the appetite to buy flowers, except it's now that I'm learning that my wife could even love flowers. We had to go to Dubai to know. It's a knowing that comes with time. You know, you have watched soap opera that if a guy loves you, he has to come with flowers. He has to come like this. He has to come like this. Who are you? Do you want to marry or you want to be a horticulturist? I think you need a generous person. Are you with me? And you yourself have to be a generous person. Because it's caring for one another. That's marriage. But as to the aesthetics, oh baby, so I'll say, well, I'm out of flower pain. I'm just playing, oh. Pastor cannot play. Brothers, let me tell you, learn how to be breaking flowers and giving to these sisters. Because some of them without flower, no, even if you cut your head, you have not met the Omo. I learned how to thank God very, very early in my life. When I got to the Assemblies of God Church, my mother was already dead when I was 10. I started thanking God for the death of my mother. And I'm the last born. Last borns don't thank God. And my father, they were separated. They were divorced, not separated. So I was very used to staying with my mother. I was a proper handbag. Mommy's son. And I was the only of my siblings staying with my mother. The two big boys were with my dad. I saw much chenkolano. Divorce, they who. But I was with my mom. I never grew up seeing any of my siblings with my mom. So I was the darling. And then my mother died. She died one accident to be called the hospital to be no woo ye. So for my minister to me would say ni a umpeno. Don't make every case of yours a special case. I'm telling you how my mother died. Does that mean I'm cursed? Your parent dying through an accident does not mean you are cursed. But some of us, it's like some accident is chasing me. Oh dear, hear me. Many say accident in a big me. Oh how what to do? Calculations. Internet went to me any math. No. F ni ini wait because then you're calculating and your papa. And then we saw my kasaki to now. Oh, did Jimmy? When this lady was married for a while, how long before you gave birth? 4 years. You know, She was in the same polytechnic with our pastor in Takrade, Pastor Patrick. And I think they knew themselves before she came here. And I was ministering to her. So after ministering to her about her childbirth, I said, oh, since you know Pastor Patrick, and they call him. Also, we used to pray about this. And my friend, I mean, you know, I'm sure a duo. It's a soft one, also. Charlie, the thing you choke. Yeah. Now, if you are serving as a receptionist in a company, sometimes when you are inundated with calls, how do you feel? But we seem to think that pastors have an unlimited capacity to receive all calls. And some people can even be offended. It's not easy. But God is faithful. So I said, oh, everything will be fine. Everything. So we were praying. And then, just guess what? Waiting for babies after 4 years of marriage will not be an easy matter. She's a young lady. So she will be scanning her inside. You know, the scanner is inside your head. What? These are mental calculations. The Bible says that God makes all things beautiful in his time. If you are not governed by scripture, you will die before your time. And I dare say that many people are naturally alive, but you are dead. The scripture talks about, though you are alive, you are dead. You are not living life. Because what brings you life is your revelation of who God is, what he has done for you, and what your future holds. In Christ, Paul said, I live and move and have my being in Christ, not in your environment, not in your experiences. The experience is meant to take the praise out of you. That's why the Lord said that, do not be heartbroken, cheer up, for I have overcome. Jesus was very, very aware of the fact that the time he was telling us to cheer up, there was no reason for us to cheer up. And yet he said, by revelation, cheer up. Today, how many kids do you have? She has a kid. And she's going to have more. Because she wants more, she will have more. Say amen. Amen. Maybe next year by takeoff, she'll be dedicating another child. Amen. Say amen for the sister. And human beings, we are interested, you know. When she didn't have a child, I'm sure the prayer is, God, if you even give me one, just one, just, I'm not asking for plenty, just what? One. Now, she has changed it. She has changed it, and I want pen, and I want to, it's, and I want, God, he has accepted his faith with us. Women poor are the people that make me to learn the patience of God. That Charlie, this life, it will never reach. God gave you eyebrow. Measured it. You will now use some pencil to extend it as if you are a visual artist. But it's God, he has accepted that Charlie, you're enough. It's okay. Women are special. But they inside, it's a blessing. There's no sin about it. Just by preference. But allow. So I don't kill myself. Don't kill yourself. We are already blessed. Whether you are married or not, you are blessed. Marriage does not define your blessing. Praise the Lord. Bible says that he has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places. Ephesians 1:3. You know, Ephesians 1:3. He's blessed us with all spiritual blessings. In heaven, you're already blessed. Whether you are tall like James, or vertically impaired like Pastor Francis, or you are slain. Some two want, one woman I said, hey, you are trimming. He said, Pastor, if you know how I am eating, I want to gain more weight. My husband will not be happy. He's not happy that I'm losing weight. And I don't know what to do. I say, hey, People are in the gym to lose weight. But so I'm just saying that, look, don't be driven by things around you. Don't be. Sometimes my kids ask me a question. Something they have read on the internet. Something. I wonder, how is this becoming your philosophy of life? Somebody has put something there and it has become like the go-to ideation. This is it. Like you just have to be healthy. You don't like your body again. Stay with your bone structure. You'll be fine. Be healthy. Hello? Maybe a size 8, 12, 10, 14. Mr. Ajo Kacha say, hey, who ni yemu kura ni atianet? Ni flower money dianisa. 1 year after. 2 years. Sa pepe pepe. Sa anko fones uni wamu didi kombe dia chen. Kombe dia chen. You will not think I'm preaching, but I know I'm preaching. You see, you know, this morning somebody is at the hospital because of Ajinjini Keke. The doctors are asking, what is there a problem? What are you thinking? Why is your pressure so high? Doctor Bien to me, I'm wow. Yeah, my way drones, baby. Oh, yeah, 81, 80, 200. Adentia. Sound mind. Where does it come from? The word of God. I am who he says I am. I have what he says I have. Even if it's not in my hand, it's already in my store with the Lord. And by faith and in his will at the right time, if I stay in his will and continue to walk with him, this one, it will just be falling to me in pleasant places. Are you here with me at all? Ubeya no ubi aware be ma wa sori wa ware na saa na oni ubi akowo onchen because o family si sen pressure and no na chese o ye be ma there be. And I've seen couples like, I don't know whether every couple we are praying with believing God for the fruit of the womb will ever give birth, but I've seen 9 out of 10 give birth. Hello? 9 out of 10. This man like that. Wave your hands. Yeah. How many years were you people married? 9. 10. December will be 9. Many of my bombayas. And then I say, Mikasa, young couple, I am so mobile twins. Now, God, now he knows how to converge years for us. Maybe next month, one macro made two number about the tune call anything. Oh, my twins, so pepe. A moon miscarriages, a mood, am I curse? Minima, no, my miscarry, minima, no, my miscarry. It be a management, it be a prayer, it be a demons. But whatever the case is, there is no shadow of lies that God cannot kick out. There is no mountain that he cannot level. Look at somebody say, be steady, oh, be steady, be steady. The Bible says, be still and know that he is God. Thank God. Praise God. Praise the Lord. Who need you, man? Enkahoda. They'll be thanking God, Father. I thank you. I didn't want to be more here in Juma, in your Mabugu almost. Oh, prayer, Kajidia. When God takes you there, he will preserve you. Are you here with me at all? And I'm here, Juma, and at the end, anybody born home, but yet, dear Juma, kind of baby, I'm out. A baby, also, yeah, Juma, and Koso, send you up a Bekoso. Just trust God. It will work. Praise the Lord. Come on now, praise the Lord. Are you edified? This one is just an exhortation. Don't lose your praise. Triumph in the praise. Don't lose it. I remember when I was given a deadline to submit my PhD thesis. Hey, I locked myself. When my professor called me that you will lie, you must submit it this window. It was left with just, where's it's Paul here? 3 or 4 days or more. Then my work was with my professor. Then I thought she was just making correct. She read the work and turned the head upside down and gave me plenty work to do. Boy. Within 4 days. So I left my house and came and stayed in the office permanently. Pressure. Reading and writing. Reading and writing. Conceptualizing. So son, no man any so. Hey. Why I know a friend no three. I was there, Paul was there, one of my mates was there. They will go, bath, come, I'm sitting. I'll bath. By the time they wake up, I've refreshed, I'm sitting there. They will sleep, wake up, I'm sitting there. They say, I couldn't eat. I don't have appetite to eat. My wife will bring food, the food will go bad, she will come and carry away. And I was not weak. One of the night, I was just thinking. When I looked at the work left, and the time left, the thing almost cracked my head. I said, is this what people go through when they say they are feeling depressed? Come on, pressure on my brain and be something. Say, hey, na mi awa na shami. Then I pressed some song on my computer. I started praying in tongues. I left everything. They were asleep. As if there is nothing at stake. There was one analysis I was trying to do quantitatively. But tongues. I said, I did not click on my dream. Papa, we in the hey, it's a computer now. Worry no. Clear. And it was the easiest thing to do. But it was so complicated for me. Until I relaxed. When I was going to submit, I was driving with Paul on campus. And then I called my professor. You need to sign for me. Or then I reminded her of something she wanted to change on my topic. And she said, hey. Okay, minister by now will bring a clock. I say, prof, maybe I made you know it cannot clock. It cannot clock. Don't die. Stay alive. Me shasa ana mabemebu. I say, emfa. Sa na befa. Efa enso. And they we. There is no mountain he cannot level. Calm down. Tell somebody, calm down. It's by faith. Some people here trying to take seed. The pregnancy is not coming because you are too anxious. I told you about a friend of my wife. When they married, he was married to a pastor. And they were trusting God for babies. Babies were not coming. She said that when she and the husband will be intimate, she will raise the legs so that the two will enter her well. Nothing happened. Is that how to get pregnant? Oh, pray, Papa. What kind of gymnastics is that? Two legs in the heavens. I beg. Relax. Tell the sister, relax. Yeah. You go and meet one fake prophet. He'll be doing some akwanchere for you. He will take you to the cemetery. He will take you to the riverside to bath you. He will give you some tami ewu and nyenya to hang around your neck. Hey! Point to someone and say, be very, very careful. Relax. Children are a gift from God. Eh?
Ochiche.
You are not useless because you don't have a child, or you don't have a job, or you don't have the amount of money you really deem or expect. No, that's not what it is. Praise the Lord. And the sister, we are not here, two legs in there to the heavens. She has three or four children. She calls them squad members. Not knowing three or four children will be coming. All those aerobics. The mental pressure, that kind of thing will bring you. Ask somebody, why? If you can say, and I'm about to take off, and I'm about to take off. Eh? This thing is building you. Bible says, building yourselves up in your most holy faith. Do you know that every capacity you are building, whether intellectually, naturally, or spiritually, the real time for its usage is not even now. Like we put shock absorbers in a car, not for the smooth road. It's when you meet a bumpy road. That's when it's useful. You are building capacity now, and you don't know when there will be that kind of intense experiences that will require those shock absorbers for you to say that, by my God, I have run through a troop. So if you miss this season, ask for the time that the troop will come. That one is an inevitable occurrence. But you need the capacity to rule in the midst of your enemies. Yesterday I quoted that scripture, Psalm 110 verse 3. You need the capacity to rule, because you are not going to always rule in the absence of enemies. You are going to sometimes have to rule in the midst of your enemies. And you need capacity and shock absorbers that enemies will hope. They are shooting their arrows, but you have the capacity to be laughing, walking. Are you here with me at all? Yeah. When you say, hey, Pastor, you there, you are different, blah, blah, blah. Yeah. Nobody is different, though. Nobody is different. And the foundation of my life is on the word of God than on my experiences. There's a lady in the church, I used to tell her, I said, you are beautiful, Papa. And your legs are nice. So I am with pastor, young people there. You'll be their fiancé at some point in time. Their husband at some point in time. But you will still pastor. You only need dignity, integrity. And you need strong morality, fear of God. Oh yeah, Pete, it is after how many years? 8 years. I say, hey, daddy, I fine. And we realize that when she puts her picture on social media, too many people will chase after them, including people that want to use her for a billboard. This is somebody who thought that I'm never fine. I get eyes, so I can see far. Watch my eye. I learned long ago that don't die for what you want to die for today. Because tomorrow, it will not even match up to level one of the things that you have to contend for. And you find out that this 1,000 Ghana that you want to go and boil your mind to get, you will be dashing 100,000 to people. After you have gone to shame yourself 5 years ago, now you have the capacity to give somebody 10,000, 20,000. Oh, don't mention. Well, oh God, save my lips this month. Well, don't die for this thing. Be calm. And then you are not able to pay rent. It looks very shameful. Yeah. Oh, now we'll be sitting there, your landlord. Catch you be say, pastor preaching and I still why you sa pepe adding. Ube landlord pay, ube landlord pay. Hey. Wouldn't baby everybody? Me say my chill leftover food this. You know those people that used to throw me leftover food, their parents were beating them. When I got to the university, some of them, I was paying their school fees. They tied at 10 like this. They were my mates. You can never tell what season. As for me, as a child of God, me say king and king, because his plans and thoughts for me, they are good. It will change. I can't tell the season. So all you need to do is have faith to live to meet that season where God said he would do what he had planned to do. That season is what you need to wait and enter that season whole. Enter that season whole. If you are in Christ, your future is sorted. Is what? Sorted. Bible says that God said in Isaiah 55, he said, my ways are not your ways, neither my thought your thought. Some of you have, you've got one kid to be somewhere. And then you tell yourself, Bemeba nebe worry me. Me call me, you know, I'm going to sign me. What is a handbag? I have a bishop. He was tall prophet, high, heavy prophet. When he was ready to marry, all the ladies around who were sharp, pretty, there was one lady who had one kid. Swear. Nothing is an advantage and nothing is a disadvantage. When you are in God, the dynamics will work together for your good. Don't lose your mind. In fact, I was living with a problem. We started, the lady's kid started living with us. I was the one taking care of the lady's kid before they got married. I don't know whether the kid was a negotiation point to the marriage or whatever, but he loved the little kid. They have a beautiful family. Beautiful family. Blessed. I was coming from UK. The next person to me, you know, in our cabin, a guy said, he used to be in one European country. He's relocated to Ghana. He's a top business guy, strong Christian. When he saw that I'm a pastor, he said he's believing God to marry. And he's, I think, 40. He said he doesn't want to marry anybody in the 20s. He wants 35-ish, 36, 37. What is that? What to wait? He said, I'll football age, grah. Who's so beside age now with the football age in man say, I'm 29. I wanna wait for him. Meanwhile, we are 36. I don't know how jeans are. Can we can real 36 and can fat? What is woman footballing age? Catch you be say dinyamiechi pepe pepe dinyamiechi pepe pepe. Praise the Lord. Are you blessed you came? Are you excited you came? Are you edified at least a little? Can you clap your hands and bless the Lord? Hallelujah. This morning we are going to praise God and we are going to close. We are starting our conference tomorrow. I want us to pray for 2 minutes. I just want you to thank God for your life. Thank God for where you are. Thank God for what you are in. Thank God for... life didn't start like this for us. But God has been good. His mercies have been there for us. thank him. Raise your two hands and thank him. Father, I thank you. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Jesus be glorified. Rebo sapata limoko shata laba. I thank you, Lord. I give you praise, Jesus. I give you glory, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you that in you we live and move and have our being. Thank you that your glory is upon us. Thank you that you have already established your promises that are yea and amen in Christ. Promises that are better than the older covenant. Better promises, better covenant. Thank you, Father. Ebo sapare sotela. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh. Shapatoli clemando sese. I want to hear your voice. I want you to be thankful to God. Tell the Lord, I will not worry again. I refuse to be anxious about my needs, the food that I don't have, the house that I don't have, the clothing, the certification that I don't have. I refuse to be anxious about my health. Oh, thank him for your life. Father, I thank you. I thank you for now. I thank you for tomorrow. I thank you for what you say you are in my life. I thank you for who I am in you. I thank you that my life is not defined by any human being or any system, but you are the maker of my life. I am the clay, you are the potter, and my life is in your hand. I give you praise, Lord. Hey, Sheko Patala. Yes, 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 yes. Yes, 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 yes. Yes, 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 yes. We barakoshe pelese. Oh, yes, we bless you, Lord. We bless you, Lord. Oh, kapare soperegedebe. Eshebo kapaya. It's rising, it's rising. Let your spirit rise. Hey. Thank him. Wave your hands and thank him. Father, I thank you. You are awesome in my life. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Today I encourage you. I encourage you. If you have little time and you speak in the language of the Spirit, just take time and speak in tongues. I just saw like a battery being charged. Being charged. Don't allow your spirit to be low. Recopara soda badabada. Iso clabadabada. brought you this word this morning. Everybody sing it, come on.
Be a part of our family on social media at the Keeper's House Chapel International. Visit us at the Testimony Arena, Jefamco Junction, Medina Estate. You can also follow Reverend Francis Obing on all social media platforms. God bless you.